Now on to Hong Kong, where police have arrested the editor-in-chief and four other top editors at one of the region's most outspoken newspapers. Police then raided the paper's offices and seized reporting materials. They did all this using a sweeping national security law. NPR's Emily Fang reports from Beijing.
Editor-in-chief Ryan Law was led out of the Apple Daily offices in handcuffs. True to form, Apple Daily live-streamed the entire arrest. Meanwhile, officers were also arresting his four deputies at their homes across Hong Kong. Three of them are top-level editors at the feisty investigative tabloid.
Chen Pu Man and platform director of Apple Daily, they're our top three editorial people. They've just stripped out our top three editorial people.
This is Mark Simon, an executive with Next Media, the publisher that owns Apple Daily. He's outside of Hong Kong, and I called him as police were still searching the Apple Daily headquarters. The paper's billionaire publisher, Jimmy Lai, has already been imprisoned for organizing illegal protests. Lai and nine associates already faced national security charges, and Lai's company bank accounts and company shares all frozen. So why are police going one step further and arresting the paper's journalists?
Because we're not shutting down. Look, there is huge frustration that Apple Daily won't stop.
They're among the 120 or so arrests under the national security law as Beijing tightens its control over Hong Kong. The crimes alleged today by Hong Kong's national security police were that the editors had commissioned articles that allegedly called for international sanctions on China in response to the very law they've been arrested under. This live stream showed the police searching the paper's offices today. The arrests are just the latest blow to Apple Daily.
They announced that they've seized everything, and we said, well, that's okay. We've got enough cash for 18 months. What? 18 months? We can't have you around for 18 months. In other words, every single time they've come up with a plan to kill us, we've managed to survive.
So police today said they'd frozen more corporate assets and frozen the company's stock shares. Simon says Apple Daily will keep running.
This morning, our staff has told me, until the lights go out, we keep publishing.
But they have fewer and fewer staff left. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.